KZMB, All Zombie Radio.
All right, we're listening now behind us to a little bit of yesterday's audio experiments that was on a WGXC in the 6 p.m. hour with a crew of people who had a workshop with our guest here, who is Wavefarm Artist in Residence, August Black, who was showing them the Mezcal software he's been working on. And there's a lot of words you don't understand, so let's bring in August to explain what I'm talking about. August, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing all right. Thanks for having me, Tom.
Thanks for being here. Well, first, tell people who you are and where you come from and why you're here.
Okay. My name's August. Where do I come from? I was born in Baltimore, lived in lots of different places. Currently coming from Boulder, Colorado, where I am a professor of media arts in a department called Critical Media Practices. And I'm currently in residence here at Wavefarm doing a bunch of experiments with this software I built called Mezcal, or at least currently we're calling it Mezcal. And you can kind of think of it like Discord with audio mixing capabilities. So I like to think of it as a kind of convivial way of doing radio with other people live online in real time. And so it can do, I don't know, it can play, it can do things like open the microphone from your laptop or from your mobile device. You can easily input voice and talk with other people. It has another kind of track in the mixer that you see, which allows you to play files from various different archives. And with those two features, really, you can do a lot of different things.
Let's listen to what a lot of different things are. So what you're hearing is about 12 people playing with your Mezcal software on there. Everyone was using their cell phones, I believe. And so it basically is a physical mixer, audio mixer, but that lives virtually on your computer and does all sorts of, lets you basically do whatever you want that you would do with a physical mixer and more. Is that right?
Yeah, I'd say it's about right. I could maybe say that it works in a browser, so it's basically a web page that you load. That's kind of an interesting thing because it's somewhat universal that everybody can access it, or mostly universal. It's got bugs. And so another interesting feature is that if things do go wrong, you just reload the page. And it makes it a very kind of a quick and easy, maybe even quick and dirty way of doing live radio.
And did you see a sort of need for... how did this originate?
Oh, geez. That's a hard question to ask. An answer. I think it originated from having a moment this past year with coronavirus Watching everybody do things online, watching all these sort of Zoom meetings and having them unfold in weird and unusual ways. People trying to conduct business, conduct, you know, normal meetings. And at that point, I was really looking at new technologies that exist in the web. A lot of this stuff really kind of came into fruition in the last 5 years and then really hit like all the browsers, the main browsers like Safari and Firefox and Chrome in the last 2 years, where you could, you know, open a microphone and get user input. It took, you know, I don't know how long the web's been around, 30 years. It took 25, 30 years for that to happen. And then finally we got some of these features coming into the browser, and I thought, man, this is an opportunity to maybe put some of these elements together that exist kind of off the shelf in a way and configure them in a way that would be conducive for what I imagine is kind of a fun and interesting style of radio.
And it's somewhat of a selfless exercise. You know, it's not you're not calling it August Black's magical
mystery ride.
It's called Mezcal, and it takes an army of folks helping too, right? To put software together like this, you need lots of people trying things out and suggesting things that you hadn't thought of or.
Yeah, absolutely. And like one thing I did after putting some of this together last November, I kind of presented it to Galen here at Wave Farm. It's like, you know, what do you think of this? What can we kind of make of this? And at that point, it was working, but really kind of awkward, and you know, buttons were all over the wrong place. And we put our heads together and decided to put a group of what we're calling a beta group or beta testers, people who make radio on a regular basis, and integrating them into the design process from the beginning, really. And you know, this is an ongoing process, how we are trying to guide and direct this application, because like you said, it really is kind of bigger than me. I mean, it takes so much time and effort and resources to go into it. It should be, you know, an instrument in a way for lots of different people doing different kinds of things.
And you have a background sort of in the free radio scene. You were over in Europe in the 90s?
I was. I moved to Europe in 1996 as an intern for a program on the national radio of Austria called Kunstradio, which literally translates to art radio. And there I was working on the follow-up to a project they had called Horizontal Radio, which was an attempt to get lots of broadcasters doing a single program together through satellite connections, through then web audio technologies like Real Audio, live streaming technologies. So you would have a kind of audio network where the sounds could migrate between countries and across borders. And this was originally an idea of Gerfried Stocker and Heidi Grundmann. Gerfried then went on to become the director of Ars Electronica. Anyway, I interned there, ended up sticking around, and you know, opening up my own radio program on the local radio stations, because then it was also a budding free radio scene, or what they call, you know, free radio. It's a little bit different than what we have here with public radio. And yeah, I started doing a weekly show with my partner, Marcus Seidel. We had this program called Fundamental Radio, where every week we would go in between the jazz show and the techno show and kind of come in with a raw idea. We would decide 5-10 minutes ahead of time what we were going to do, and then it would always be live. That was our like main ground rule. Always had to be live.
And it sounds like if horizontal radio was your plan then, that it sort of still is.
Oh yeah, this is like totally the dream of the 90s in a way. Yeah, I sometimes joke about that. I mean, it's like I'm still kind of high on that utopian notion that we're going to connect the world and everything's going to be kind of wonderful. You know, we're going to have all these opportunities. And I think that is, you know, I still kind of believe in that partly. Like that is a driving factor.
Yeah, it was something in the ether then. There was the pirate radio movement here in the United States that we were a part of. And like there was a station in San Antonio what was it called? Kind Radio. Not in San Antonio. It was in San Marcos, Texas, which is between Austin and San Antonio. And so they have licensed radio stations in San Marcos, but they don't care about San Marcos. They care about the advertising money in Austin and San Antonio. And so they ignore San Marcos, even though they're licensed to San Marcos. And there was like a flood, and the mayor had to get on the pirate radio station because their local radio stations didn't care about San Marcos. But anyway, the station had a policy and technology set in place that anytime anybody called the station, it didn't matter what was going on, that when you answered the phone, it was on the air. And no matter if it was during the techno show or the jazz show, the show was interrupted by the caller, and they took the calls, forced calls live on the air all the time. And that seems related to horizontal radio and related to this, because Mezcal is a way to... once we get all the bugs out, we may have a show at 10 p.m. on WGXC where anybody can go on their browser, whatever their browser is, and be a part of the show, either talking or adding sounds.
Totally. I mean, that sounds wild. And last night was, I think, extremely successful, just, you know, showing folks how this software works within, you know, 10, 15 minutes of demo, pointing them to how to open it in the browser, and then within minutes we were already live on air and making what I think is kind of an interesting kind of chaos.
All right, and this interesting chaos will be heard several more times this week while you're here, although in different forms, I guess. Today at 2 p.m. you're doing something called Migrant Detention Radio. What is that?
Okay, so the program happening today at 2 is a performance by Eliseo Ortiz and Jessica Ordaz. They will both be performing through Mezcal on their mobile devices from various detention centers in the United States. Eliseo will be at Otay Mesa outside San Diego, and Jessica will be at the Denver Detention Center. And I'm interested. They're going to be recounting histories of the various centers that they'll be circumnavigating. And yeah, we'll get to hear that today at 2.
And that will be broadcast to not migrant detention centers, but... American detention centers are in our listening range, and we get letters, and we know that folks in the Coxsackie Correctional Facility and the Green Correctional Facility are listening. So there'll sort of be a third arm on the listening end today.
Right on.
And then tomorrow you've got two different broadcasts. First at 11 a.m. on Thursday, you're collaborating with Rupert Hooper, is that how you say his name?
Yes. So Rupert Hooper and Jen Cutler will be joining me from various locations. Rupert will be on an Alm on the Altalsee outside of Vienna. An Alm is like where they send all the cows to graze in the summer, so up in the mountains. And he'll be playing some music and tracks while I go out shopping, and while Jen adds... interesting sounds to that mix.
She's not going to try to make us sick with some weird frequencies, as she's been working on this.
Quite possibly.
Generator motor thing that, I don't know, made me a little queasy. But I get queasy with weird frequencies sometimes.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we're calling this one, I think we're going to call this one Reality Triangle Reloaded. We did this program on the Quinstradio about a month ago in a similar kind of configuration with Anna Friz, Tom Sherman, and Betsy Biggs as well. And we all kind of, you know, contributed in consecutive ways sounds to an hour-long radio piece.
And then later in the day on Thursday at 6 p.m., many of the same folks that were in the workshop yesterday that we're listening to behind us are going to be back and roving the streets of Hudson.
That's right. So on 6 p.m. on Thursday, we are planning a kind of conceptual performance, let's say. We're trying to, or the idea is to create a kind of sound map, a sonic map of the Hudson City. And so we're going to start together back to back and then slowly walk away from each other, describing what we see and then returning back to each other. So you'll probably hear a bunch of like various delay effects and echo kind of effects in the beginning as our cell phones pick up the sounds of everybody with various latencies between them. And then as we go out, we'll be hearing the rest of, we'll hear the city sounds. And and the end we'll conclude in a very similar fashion as what we started.
So if you've got something to say on the radio and you're walking around Hudson at 6 p.m. Tomorrow, you should look for somebody that's holding a cell phone in a, as if they're doing something with it.
Yes.
And that likely you'll find somebody in this project, but you might find somebody else too, and that won't be that bad either.
I imagine we won't be too hard to find.
All right, and then Saturday concludes your broadcast week. What happens Saturday?
Well, I'm still undecided on Saturday. I imagine I'm just going to cut some of these experiments together, give them a little bit of intro so that you know the audience kind of understands what's going on. And we'll have 2 hours of replay.
All right, we've been talking to August Black, and we are listening to Mezcal experiments from that August Black led yesterday with a whole bunch of different local people. So we'll go out with that, but we'll be hearing more from August Black again today at 2 p.m. And Thursday at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and Saturday at 4 p.m. Is that right? I got it all?
I think that sounds right, yeah.
All right, well, let's listen to some more Mezcal experiments on the WGXC Morning Show.
Guilty. Get him, Letitia.
I do. Wow, dude, really? Wow. Like, really? Wow.
I do kiss people on the head.
Can I have another glass of scotch?
Around the corner, it's here.